Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. I'm Papa Rick. Tonight's story is called The Big Something by Patricia Riley Giff. I twirled across the lawn. Someone was calling me. Jilly! I tried to stop. Oof! I slid into a hole. It was Fiercely's hole. He was digging straight down to China. That dog. You're a mess, Jim said. I brushed the dirt off my knees to clean them up. Jim leaned over. I have news, he said. Something odd is happening next door. We crawled over to the hole in the fence. We had to see. Fiercely stayed behind. We sneaked past the apple tree. Fiercely was deep in his hole, halfway to China. We saw hammers and saws, lots of tools, and men shouting. They were building a big red something. Look at that weird lady, Jim said. She wore a pony hat and she was laughing. Crackle, cackle, cackle. I think she's a witch, I said. Let's get out of here. I could just see Fiercely's skinny tail. It poked up out of the hole to China. Fiercely, I yelled. Fiercely didn't listen. That dog never listened to me. Run like the wind, I told Jim. And that's what we did, all the way to the kitchen. Nana was cooking eggs. They were a little brown and around the edges. Jim and I like them that way. Fiercely did too. But where was Fiercely? I couldn't see him anymore. Maybe he had reached China. I hope he'd been home for supper. We ran upstairs to the big window for a better look at the big red something. It might be a prison, Jim said. A prison for two kids playing next door and a dog who is somewhere in China? We were scared. The woman in the witch hat was up on a ladder. She was painting ice cream cones and gumdrops on the wall. Then I knew. It's a Hansel and Gretel house, I said. She wants to eat us for supper. Ew, Jim yelled. Suddenly, I saw Fiercely. He wasn't digging a hole to China after all. He had dug a hole under the fence, and he was heading straight for the witch. Oh no! Poor Fiercely. What if he never got out? He was my best friend. Every night he licked me goodnight. Then we'd curl up together in case there were lobsters under the bed. We have to say Fiercely, I told Jim. But how? Jim asked. We need to look scary, I said, even scarier than the witch. This doesn't sound like much fun, said Jim. We dashed out to Pop's shed. Inside, it had wrenches and screwdrivers and lots of nails. It had a teeny gray spider taking a walk and a bunch of gummy bears stuck to the floor. Jim found Nana's beekeeping hat. He plunked it over his head. It had lots of net. It had lots of cobwebs, too. Fiercely's old blanket was on the floor. I hung it over my whole self. No one could see me. I couldn't even see me. We unstuck the gummy bears and dusted them off. Gummy bears made you brave. They tasted good, too. We sneaked out of the shed. One step, two step, clunk. I conked my head on a big tree branch. It was a good thing Fiercely had chewed holes in this blanket. I wiggled around it. We looked through the fence. But what did we see? Fiercely was on the other side. He was chewing up the witch's weeds. "Get out of there, Fiercely," I whispered loudly. Fiercely didn't get out. He didn't know witches were worse than lobsters. But I knew what to do. I held up a gummy bear. Fiercely saw it. His tail flew up. He dived back into the hole and ran back to me. Fiercely was saved by a gummy bear. "Wait, someone called for us." I chomped on a gummy bear. Jim chopped on one too. We had to be brave because the witch was heading our way. "Grrr," I growled. "Roar," shouted Jim. Fiercely didn't say anything. His teeth were stuck to a gummy bear. I crossed my fingers. "I'm not afraid of witches or Hansel and Gretel houses," I said. "And I like the scary lobsters that hide under my bed at night." The lady looked over the fence. "You're braver than I am, Jilly," she said. I smiled. "You're not a witch at all," I said. "You're Miss Berry." Everyone knew Miss Berry. Nana said she was the nicest teacher. "Soon you'll come to the new school," Miss Berry said. "We'll learn about real lobsters that live in the ocean. We'll read and make up stories about witches and Hansel's and Gretel's houses." We left Fiercely's blanket and Nana's beekeeping hat on the grass. Miss Berry left her pinking hat on the fence. She opened the gate and we ran through. "May I help paint?" I asked. "Me too," Jim said. We had one more gummy bear left, a red one, and we gave it to Miss Berry. She liked gummy bears too. We were sure of it. And we were sure we'd love going to the big red schoolhouse. Woof! Fiercely agreed. The end. That's the story for tonight, boys and girls. Have a good night. Sleep tight. I'll catch you next time on Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick.